Networking tips for quiet people. A little preparation can take the fear out of networking. If you're a more reserved person, you may feel like networking isn't for you. The thought of introducing yourself to strangers can be daunting. Networking can also seem artificial or forced. But networking is a skill like any other, and there are many ways to improve your networking abilities, even if you're on the shyer side. Changing your perception of networking can help. Don't think of it in terms of selling yourself or your employer, or as a way to meet the most people and collect the most business cards. Instead, view it as simply making connections to broaden your personal and professional reach via new friends, potential mentors, and future employers. Here are other ways shy people can make networking effective. Practice. If networking isn't a strong area for you, start sharpening the skill now. Start with body language, which says far more than words can. Be careful of body language from start to finish in conversations, said David Almonte, CPA, an audit manager with DeSanto, Priest & Company, an accounting firm based in Warwick, RI. Work on eye contact. Too much can make the other person feel stared down, but too little can make you appear nervous or dishonest. Keep your back straight. Don't cross your arms because that may lead others to perceive you as unapproachable. You don't have to be at a networking event to perfect your conversations. There is no better place to practice small talk than at a family outing with family and friends, Almonte pointed out. Realize that others are nervous about it as well. The other person is probably just as uncomfortable as you are and will probably appreciate and respect you for initiating the conversation, said Denny Forote, CPA, Inactive, founder of the Forote Group, an Indianapolis-based professional training and coaching firm. Have go-to questions. Think about what you'll say in advance. It's okay to enter events with go-to statements you rely on multiple times. An easy starter is to introduce yourself and state where you work. Then ask the other person for the same information. People love to talk about themselves, said Kristen Romp, CPA, principal of Kristen Romp Consulting, a leadership development and coaching firm. Ask why people are at the event or how they chose their line of work, Forote said, adding that personal phones should be put away during discussions. If you're at a conference, ask people what session they attended last and what they thought of it. Avoid sensitive topics. Most people know to skip religion and politics because those discussions can easily become heated. But also steer clear of bad-mouthing your employer or anyone else because it looks unprofessional. Don't go into high-pressure mode to score a deal.